Vladimir Putin. What's going to become of his life?
Welcome, everybody. Today is Ash Wednesday. I can't believe it.
Yes, and it is a joy for us to be able to journey with you for the next, how many days?
I think it might be like 47.
We are going to be serving you, journeying along with you, offering reflections 5 days a week on Father Fernandez's book, In Conversations with God. And so we're going to be sharing with you what stood out to us and why, but also more than that, we're going to be sharing our journey through Lent, our highs and our lows. And maybe you'll learn a lot about what not to do when you listen to us.
So if you're feeling that, you know, maybe you're behind because you don't have the book or you're supposed to be doing these readings, I don't want anyone to feel that way. You do not have to do the readings, but we do really encourage a daily rosary along with these video reflections.
Okay, so with that, we're going to get right into it. Janelle, what's it out to you today?
God wants us to detach ourselves from the things of the earth and return to Him. I just thought it was a very basic, you know, line in the reading today, but at the same time, it kind of does sum up Lent and how God wants us to detach. And I feel like that's kind of the moral tension of the Christian person throughout their entire life is like, how can we detach, be in the world, but not of the world? And either we detach now, or we have to detach in purgatory. And I would really like to get rid of some of that purgatory time now.
And Lent is a penitential time. This is a time to turn our hearts to God, to turn away from sin, turn away from the world, and turn to our Maker. And so if you're here, it's because God has called you. He's working in your heart. You're here because you're a seeker. And what does Jesus say about those who seek? He promises those who seek will find. So all we have to have is a little bit of goodwill during this Lent, a little bit of goodwill to say, Jesus, I want to know you. I want to seek you. And He will honor that.
Without God, all that remains of man's greatness is that little pile of dust in a dish at one side of the altar.
Is that how you feel about your life? Here's a question for you. We're in the midst of a world crisis right now. War is breaking out in the Ukraine. Russia's invading. I want you to draw your attention to Vladimir Putin. What's going to become of his life? Dust. Dust in a little dish. I mean, you could eventually. What's going to happen to, let's say, Joe Biden's life? Dust. That could probably put in the end in a little dish. What's going to happen to me? Ken Yuzinski's life. Me too. I'm going to be dust. Janelle? Dust. Probably pretty dust, but dust nonetheless. This is a good reminder, friends, to put life into perspective that our greatness can be summed up into little particles of dust because compared to God, we are nothing. And this is such a good reminder for us at the beginning of Lent. We owe everything to God.
True conversion is shown by the way we behave. We show that we really want to improve by the way we do our work or our study. We show it by the way we behave towards our family, by offering up to God in the course of the day little mortifications which make life for those around us more pleasant and which make our work more effective. Often when we do mortifications, we don't think about making life more pleasant or more easy or just more beautiful for those around us. And living in a home, often our children, they do things because they have to do it. But I think if we knew, understood the bigger picture of let's do this so that we can make life better for other people, then maybe it would add some joy. And actually, the author does talk a lot about that. Like once we start performing these acts of penance and sacrifice, that it just coincides with a joyful Christian life. And you can't be devoid of having joy, even though, you know, sometimes some of these penances might be difficult. There is a joy that's in there.
So it draws my attention to something very important. If our mortifications end up mortifying others, maybe we need to adjust. I know I've done this in the past. I've taken on penances. I've taken on certain fasts. And it's made me miserable. And as a result, I've made other people miserable. That's not good. And that's just simply a sign that I'm just unmortified. Okay, I'm a work in progress, but I took on too much. Consider that. Whatever fasting penances that you've taken on during this Lent, make sure that they don't mortify other people, that you still become a contact of joy. Mm-hmm. In fact, we talked about that this morning.
So every single day, we're encouraging our children to do an intentional act where they are a contact of joy to another person. So whether that's smiling, or whether it's saying something kind to another person, or giving a helping hand, or, you know, even letting someone know how much they mean to them. By doing these acts, we are being a contact of joy. That's the challenge to our kids, to be a contact of joy.
And at supper time, we're going to revisit our day, and everyone's going to share how they were a contact of joy.
Including us.
Including us. Mm-hmm. Which leads me to my great fail of the day that I would like to share with you, because sometimes we can learn from what others do, and we can learn also what not to do. So this is a lesson I'd like to share with you.
For whoever seeks God whilst wanting to hold on to his own likes and dislikes may seek him day and night, but will never find him. Our daily duties are the principal source for this mortification: order, punctuality in starting our work, concentration, and intensity we bring to it.
So our daily duties can be the principal way we are mortified. And so this is my struggle this morning. Our children go to school 2 days a week, and the rest of the time they're homeschooled here with Janelle and I, mostly Janelle. And I drove them. It's about a 25-minute drive, depending on the traffic. Get there, they're going into the school, and one of our children say they forgot their indoor shoes. And they really wanted their indoor shoes. Otherwise, they have to wear their socks. And so there's almost some tears coming in. I'm like, what am I going to do? And I just wear your socks, it'll be fine. But the way I did it was just not kind. Mm. And this is what bothered me about it. I just was agitated. I was hanging on to my likes. This was an inconvenience to me. This conversation, that's what I'm thinking. It's taking up time. I got to run back. I got to do these videos. And so they went into the school, and my conscience was just getting to me. And I thought, I better get the shoes. So I got the shoes, brought them back, went into the school, gave them. But the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I want you to see what it looks to be unmortified. And that's the truth. I was agitated. And it was just I had the time to do it. That's the thing. It was just going to be a little inconvenient.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you always have to do everything, but
that's true.
It just means, I like what you said about the way you responded, because I think often just that tone of voice, that shortness, that impatience that comes out when we're speaking to our children or to other people.
Yeah, and I wasn't a contact of joy.
You are not mortified if you are touchy. If your every thought is for yourself, if you humiliate others, if you do not know how to give up what is unnecessary, and at times what is necessary, if you become gloomy because things don't turn out the way you had hoped. On the other hand, you can be sure you are mortified if you know how to make yourself all things to all men in order to save all. Isn't that beautiful? I feel like I really struggle a lot. Obviously, I'm touchy, I'm sensitive, I'm, you know, moody, I'm gloomy, and it's because I'm not mortified. And it also talks later on in the reading about how when we really struggle with this, it's because I'm not close enough with Christ. And so Lent is such a great reminder to get closer to Christ. Also, the author shares this one short little line. He says, we must draw up a specific plan. He says you should write it out and know exactly ahead of time what you're going to do. Even when it comes to your penances or your mortifications, know ahead of time what it is that you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Great practical advice. So friends, we're going to conclude with that. Please share with us what stood out to you and why in this video. And please share this video with other people who you think might be interested in joining us in this journey. If you want these videos by email, there's a link in the description where you can click and join, get all these messages and our smiley face in your inbox. But we're also here for you on YouTube. So with that.
Oh, and lastly, if you want to join our Facebook group, you're welcome to that as well, because we'll be hopping in there every single day.
Link in the description. Mm-hmm. So please Now pray the rosary along with us. Link is right up there, and we will see you tomorrow.